The following program is an LA Edge Web Radio exclusive and is rated NC-17 for adult language and content. That means if you do not condone adult language and content and do not want your child exposed to adult language and content, then turn this shit off right now. LA Edge Web Radio is not responsible for the upbringing of your child or is not responsible for what your child listens to or is exposed to. LA Edge Web Radio strongly supports the broadcasting rating system and therefore does not condone anyone under the NC-17 age rating listening to this program. Thank you. Now, on to the show.
This is not just a black issue. It's not just a Hispanic issue. This is an American issue.
There is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
Nuclear is just the power, the devastation is very important to me.
Shut fire, officer down!
We consider this an act of terrorism.
Nobody should be fooled.
Welcome to the Chalk Line of a Nation. Political talk about a dying nation.
The end of the Republic has never looked better.
And welcome to the Chalk Line of a Nation. Here are your hosts, Kevin and Mike.
Thanks, Ed.
Yeah, thanks, Edge.
I called him Ed. It was, you know.
You called him Ed?
Like Ed McMahon.
Yeah, I, that was
he didn't really sound like Ed, but, you know.
I was going for that.
Cheesy
but, yeah.
Vegas lounger. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. What I was like. You want a new car? Step right over here to this casino. Yeah. I think that'd be a good sign.
And now those two groovy cats, you know.
Right. So how you guys doing?
So how's it going, fellas?
It's going.
I'm just watching the far left meltdown more and more every day, and it's most amusing.
Man, yeah. That what are your thoughts on that, man? Like,
it's nuts, man. I don't know if I said it last week or not, but it's like I remember, you know, before the election, or, you know, before the Trump won, it was like, you know, oh man, you just wait until Trump loses, man. Those Trump supporters, man, they're going to go crazy and they're going to do this and do that. And it's like,
what happened?
Is that why you're doing it?
You know, yep.
You don't want to be left out of the mix or something?
They're going batshit crazy.
Oh yeah, that's probably mild.
I mean, just freaking lost it, I think.
It's just...
I was telling Chris, did you see that Obama's got a website where he's looking for organizers?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got a website up under Michelle and Barack Obama, and they're looking for organizers to organize around the country. So I wonder how many of these protesters are in his group.
Well, I'm sure Soros has got his hand in there somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, we know there's some Republicans that are sold out to him.
Yeah, I don't have the site which one it was, but I just thought it was funny that I saw it on news the other day that guy was on there saying how Obama started a website to say he's looking for organizers, quote-unquote organizers.
Man, this guy.
It's going to get a lot worse, man. It's going to get worse,
but,
kids.
You know,
I think Obama's way behind all this. I think I think the leaks are coming from some of his leftovers.
Well, yeah, there's still Obama people in the White House.
Yeah.
You know, but you also got to also keep in mind, too, there's a lot of people in the RNC that want Trump out because they want to get back to business as usual.
Yeah,
you know,
well, they don't like the way he's doing things. And
I understand not liking the guy. I don't like him.
Does something,
you know. I find Trump to be loathsome, banal, insipid, and reprehensible. But, you know, I also I don't like the way the far left lunatics are behaving, because, you know, I keep hearing them called hippies and stuff. It's like, man, you're giving my people a bad name, man. Don't be calling them that. They're little millennial slacker college students, you know, who social justice warriors. That's what most of them are.
They
watch them on TV.
They say hippies because, you know, the hippies that protested the Vietnam War, that's why they call them hippies.
Yeah, but the hippies that protested the Vietnam War weren't nothing like this current crop of space cadets. You know, at least in the 60s, we can blame it on really potent drugs. What do these morons have to blame it on? College. They go to college
parents
and they're
upraising.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they pick this crap up in college. I went to college. I know. I had professors that, you know, thought, you know, Che Guevara was a great guy, and, you know, Mao Zedong was just a real cool dude, you know, so.
You know, I didn't go to college.
I'll quote Frank Zappa. If you want to get laid, go to college. Well, actually, get laid, that only count these days because you'll be arrested for rape. But, you know, but if you want an education, go to the library. It's bad, kids. I've been watching this stuff.
It's getting ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. And it's like it's getting nuttier by the day.
So what's going to happen?
Where do you
think
it keeps getting worse and worse? I think we might end up with martial law in some form.
It almost seems like it, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, come on. The Democrats are just, you know, I keep, you know, I'm trying to stay up with, you know, the current things where, you know, it's like, you know, well, no, Kevin, you need to be understanding and compassionate. You need to understand how they feel. So
shit.
I've been trying for the last few days to understand how these people feel, and I came to the realization that the only way I can do that is to get a lobotomy, and I just don't want to go that far.
Yeah, huh?
You know?
Well, there's always, every day there's something new. I couldn't believe it. The other night I was watching TV and I flipped it over to the news and they were talking about the dam in California, right?
Yeah.
The spillage over the dam in California. They broke away from that and continued to talk about Trump like the dam was no big deal. It was 180,000 people. They were evacuated. Let them die. We're going to talk about the politic bullshit.
Well, yeah, because there's a Nazi
I mean,
in the White House.
You don't see anything else. Nothing on any news channel. It's all about Trump.
Mike, that's because you're a racist, homophobic, Islamophobic, right-wing, white devil bastard, and we just can't listen to you because you're evil, and that's why
you
shouldn't be allowed to talk.
The trash. You forgot the trash part.
No, because we like trash. We can recycle it. My wife, Moonbeam, makes clothing out of it. <You know? laughs>
Yeah, exactly.
I've never seen anything like it in my life, man.
It's not getting better. I just think it's funny because over the Mike Flynn deal, it's like someone leaked it. That's illegal. Whoever leaked that's illegal. His name. Okay? But then you got Nancy Pelosi. I guess someone tweeted in Flynn's Twitter account that said scapegoat, and Nancy Pelosi's announcing that he announces on his Twitter scapegoat, and it wasn't even him. Someone hacked an account, made an account for Mike Flynn.
Let me ask you guys this, because I've been really thinking about this and trying to stay away from the news with all of it going on. But let me ask you: do you, as Americans, do you feel that if Hillary Clinton would not have been the Democratic nominee, that this would still be the exact kind of backlash?
Yeah, as long as a Democrat lost.
If another Democrat lost, yeah, it would have been the same.
Yeah.
Against Trump, it would have been the same. They don't like the fact that Trump's in there doing stuff. They don't like the fact that he's upset in Washington. Washington has a pace they go at. You know, and their pace is slower than slow, and they do things the way they want to do it, and they don't like somebody in there telling them what they have to do, period. You know, they aren't used to a president taking charge.
Right.
You know, the president usually sits in the White House and doesn't do a damn thing for 4 years. you know, as of late. I mean, one did it for 8 years, but.
They're used to a president who plays ball.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And Trump's
apparently
stirring
Trump,
things
at
up,
least to his credit,
like
yeah, he doesn't want to play ball, but at least not with them.
Right. And the thing is that, you know, there's Democrats and the Republicans. There's a lot of Republicans that wouldn't mind seeing Mike Pence as president. You know? I mean, they can live with Pence. They don't like Trump. If they can get
Yeah, I wouldn't mind Mike Pence as president. Honestly,
well, yeah, but I
kind of prefer it.
My thought is, you know, you don't go impeach the guy because he's doing the best he can trying to make this thing work. I think Mike Pence has a lot of say in that White House. You know, Trump uses him for knowledge. When he messes up, he's all over Trump, Pence. Pence is telling him things, you know. I mean, Pence is – I mean, look at it this way. After the election on most presidential elections, you don't see the vice president for 4 years. You know, how much do you see Pence now? He's always on the right-hand side of Trump. Always. You know?
Right.
So you think about it, and, you know, Trump's using Pence for a lot. But I think that the issues are, you know, the Democrats aren't going to quit until they try to impeach him. They're not going to quit.
The thing is with Trump is there's, you know, and it's not like I'm feeling sorry for the guy. Again, I don't like him. I find nothing likable about this man. You know, he's pretty much everything the left says he is. He is a misogynist. He, you know, he's probably got racial overtones. I don't know that for sure. But the fact of the matter is he is president. And for all the time that, you know, people like me, when I objected to Barack Obama getting elected, say, we won, he's president, deal with it. Okay, that's fine, and that's a fair statement. You know, I'm not one of those ones out there, he ain't my president, might be yours, but Obama ain't mine. Yeah, I don't.
Right.
He's president, that's what it is.
You
but
ever
these
watch,
people,
there's a guy on what is it, O'Reilly, I don't care for O'Reilly, but Waters.
Oh,
Waters.
Yeah, I've seen Waters.
He
like Dennis Miller.
Interviews people. But Waters is hilarious. He goes out and he's talking to these people and they don't even know why they're protesting. It's like,
no.
Really?
What it is
I mean, there's a lot of people that do that.
Well, the
it's
people,
like
all the
street stuff.
Yeah, all they want is they want a robot at president, man. They want a robot that they can just tell what they want done and they'll do it for them. That's what they want. And that's not the way
they
that
do
we
everything
work.
They can to get
you
the
can have your freedoms, but
I
think you're pushing your freedom level. There's a little bit too much there, you know, because they want everything. You can't say anything. It's like you said a couple weeks ago, Kevin, about how or before we took the break, how you can't say anything to these people without them taking it offensively immediately, you know.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Yet at the same time, they can do the same thing to you. And you're supposed to take it, not react. You know, it's like they
right.
want their world the way they want their world. And it's we need to just ship to – what the United States needs to do is they need to buy an island big enough for all these people and ship them there. And then that way they can build their homes out of what the trees, so that way they're saving the environment. And, you know, they can swim at the fish instead of eating them, and then that way they can all starve.
Well, see, now, Chris, there's your problem. You're taking the God, how I love humanity, liberal-ass tree-hugger solution. I say industrial wood chipper. You know, then you can spread them out over a field. Yeah, they can feed the field, and flowers will grow, and little bunny rabbits will run and play, and they'll be contributing to the ecology of the planet.
That actually sounds kind
of cool, man. I say you make a deal with Russia. You send them over to Russia for a couple of years and let them figure out what real life's about, and then let them come back if they're ready to come back. They could be good little boys and girls.
Yeah, I can just see that. Now Putin treat you like beach, eh?
Hey, no, here's what you do, Kevin.
Make a deal with Putin. Putin sends his bad guys over here, and we send our bad ones over there.
What we do is we'll get a field. We'll do exactly what you said, except instead of growing flowers and little bunny rabbits run through, because rabbits will still run through for this, but you grow a whole new strain of marijuana in that field, and you call it the left side. There you go.
I like the way you think there, cowboy.
There you go.
The wheat.
Yep.
Actually, what I think we need to do is start with massive re-education. And we start by taking pretty much just about everybody from the last two or three generations, and we start off with, okay, here's rule number one. You are not special. Your opinions have no more value than anyone else's.
Yep.
You know, you are not a werewolf. I've seen this thing on these people, like, okay, we have gays, we have lesbians, bisexuals, transgendered people. Well, now there's this thing I saw called otherkin. And these are people who identify with a certain animal.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's one of the new groups coming out, and of course they're gonna say, hey, look,
well, right now
you
I'm
recognize
evil,
you go out of your way for these others. You know,
I want to marry my dog.
I saw one with this woman who was, extremely morbidly obese. And she was talking about how that there's nothing wrong with her. It's the rest of the world. And she believes the rest of the world should have to start making changes to accommodate people of her size. Now, I'm not putting fat people down. I'm a fat man myself, you know. But come on, honey, when you're the size of half a bus, you know, you've got to understand, you know, not everybody can afford industrial furniture that will support your girth.
We're supposed to make furniture industrial. We're supposed to make cars three times wider.
It's whatever weird quirk you have, whatever personality disorder, it doesn't matter what it is. Because of political correctness and social justice warriors, you know, hey, what are you marching for? We're marching for lesbian dwarfs. They're oppressed. And they'll get on TV, and next thing you know, you'll say, well, come on, man, lesbian dwarf, that's kind of stupid, you know. Hater, racist, you know, I mean, dwarfophobe.
Yep.
You know, it's just nuts. You know, you can't tell jokes anymore.
Right.
You get in trouble no matter what you do. You know, and if you're a white man, I hate to sound like I just put a sheet over my head. I have it, but it's true on college campuses. A lot of college campuses get where if you're a white male, man, you are the enemy. You know, the white man's the devil. Apparently I'm responsible for slavery. It's like, come on, during the slavery days, my people were digging taters in Ireland. Come on, man. You know?
Yeah, right.
Wasn't no dudes in dreads next to us picking the taters with us.
Yeah.
Besides,
you know, we were
that
on our own.
Here anyway. That was way before my time. So
quit whining. Yeah. I saw an interview with Morgan Freeman the other day, and this guy was asking him, said, "Well, you know, how you know, what do you think about Black History Month?" And he said, "I don't like it. What do we need it for?" You know. He said, "Do they have a Jewish History Month or White History? You know, no." Well, then, and the guy goes, "But how can we end racism?" Yeah. He goes, how do we end racism? And Morgan Freeman goes, stop talking about it. Stop breaking everything down to race. You know?
Yep.
I mean, I don't give a crap what color you are. If you're a good person, I like you. If you're a scumbag, I want nothing to do with you. Race, don't enter into it. Or religion or anything else.
Yeah, I dig Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah. See, these people on the left, what they do is, again, it goes back to this idea that I'm special, and I care about the ecology. That's why I drive a hybrid, you know, and I'm a vegan.
Yeah, they drive a hybrid, but they run it on fuel all day.
Sure. Doesn't matter. It's the idea they got it, so you'll see them in it.
Right,
so you'll know,
there
goes someone who cares about the ecology. So I'm going to go marching this weekend for the lesbian dwarfs, and everyone's going to know how compassionate I am, you know.
Dwarfs.
And I'm going to do all this stuff. You know, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to shout at the Trump people, you're racist, blah, 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 because I want everyone to see that I care about all races and all religions. You know, it's a Muslim ban. See, that's what it is. It's more of this, I'm special, pay attention to me. I want to pay attention to them too, but I'll get in trouble for using nuclear weapons. So, you know, there it is there. You know.
That would end everything in all the matters would be over by then, wouldn't they?
Quit picking on me.
I'm just tired of people whining, man. It's like, come on, let's, you know, we're all in this together. Oh my God, I just quoted Martin Luther King. We can't listen to him. He was in favor of integration. I'd be amazed how many black people I've heard lately saying, F Martin Luther King. He was an Uncle Tom. He was in favor of living with the white man. It's like, well, yeah. What do you think you're going to do, dude? You're going to create new Africa here in the United States? Sorry, pal. Ain't going to happen. And guess what? The government's got a lot more bullets than the Crips and Bloods do, and we know how to shoot them better. You know, we don't point them sideways. You know.
I just think that the whole race war thing, man, just I can't understand how people look at someone and judge them because of this color of skin. You know, you really look at how thick skin is, and I'm going to go a little deep here on you guys, but you really look at how thick skin is. And that's that thin layer, dude, is what they judge. They don't your heart. They don't judge your mind. We all bleed the same color. But I just don't understand it. You know, if you're Asian, you're Asian. If you're a black man or a black woman, you're a black man, you're a black woman. But you also are a human being. You know, people always talk about race, race, race. What about the human race? But we all forget about that because the media is always slapping us in the face with everything is racism. You know, somebody made a comment about so-and-so at the Grammys. Oh, well, they must be racist. It's like, oh, my God, you know, get the hell out of here.
Well, 100% of our problems is the media, if not 100%.
Exactly. Media and schools.
You know? Yeah.
Because people believe, you know, it's just like people used to believe anything they read in the newspaper. Of course, being Americans, we don't really read anymore now. So now it's we believe whatever we see on CNN, MSNBC, whatever. They're all the same, basically.
Or the internet or whatever, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, God, man, God help people that read Wikipedia. People,
yeah.
Wikipedia is full of crap. Okay, don't believe everything you read there. But, you know, we do that. And then when political correctness started creeping in, you know, I mean, it's like when I was a kid growing up in the early 60s, anytime they talked about black people in the newsroom, they were always described as Negroes. You know, that was the term. And then towards the mid to later 60s, it became black. You know, and that's all fine and dandy. That's cool. I don't got an issue with that. But then it became African American. And you'd get in trouble if you didn't say it that way. Well, you know, you're not an African. You know, if your family's been here since slavery days, guess what, man? You quit being African a long time ago. You're of African descent. But we're all Americans.
Yeah, I'm not a German, Swedish, whatever else I have in me, American.
I mean, be proud of your background, but come on, we're all Americans, and we just don't do it looking at things that everybody wants to break down into groups.
But let me ask you this, though. Let me give you guys a little balance of things here, though. What is the difference between somebody who insists on being called an African-American and somebody telling someone of a black race saying, well, I wasn't there when slavery was in, so don't blame me for it? You know what I mean?
Well, that's a point.
You know what I mean?
It's
like,
not my fault.
Right.
I've said
right.
that to people. It's like, you can't blame me. I mean, you want to sit there and complain about that? Talk to my ancestors, not me.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, but how can like, let's say, just how could a white guy say, well, I wasn't there, but then be upset if a black person says that they prefer to be called African-American? You know, because it's kind of like saying, well, we don't want to blame this, but, you know, we can't. If they want to be called African-American, hey, I'll call you African-American. But just don't hate each other because of the color of our skin. Or don't come to this country. If you come to this country from another country, don't come in here expecting to be better than the people who are already here. That's the problem I have with America. I, as American, as a true born, raised, red, white, and blue bleeding American, I am proud of my country, of where I was born and where I was raised and what I defended, because this is where I live. But don't come here and make me as an American feel like the minority. That's
right.
All I'm saying. Because I feel like a minority in my own country, and not because of my race, but because of being an American.
Right.
But you're a white American. You're a white male American.
And that's like, okay. There was just a black male man, a black male in the White House. Who knows? Maybe he is. Maybe he's working for DHL or something. Who knows?
Probably is a mailman now.
Maybe I'll be like, hey, buddy, hey, thanks. You got a package for me? Come on, I got to talk to you about a few things.
Yeah,
but no, but like,
following him.
Yeah.
As he mails, delivers mail.
But
is Michelle really a guy?
But there was just a black man, an African American male in the White House as president, and this stuff has not ceased. And if anything, racism got even worse over the last 8 years.
Oh, absolutely got worse.
And that's
absolutely
where it's like, I don't understand why it's always, everybody's always saying, well, you know, race. Quit making it about race. You know,
well,
I don't.
Well, that again comes back to your media. Your media is the
right
one that's pushing this. It's not just the average Joe. It's the media. The media is
because they're only letting one side speak on it.
Right, and it's becoming to where the media is dictating what happens in the country. I mean, just watch and see what's going on. I mean, if the media didn't make an issue out of something, you wouldn't have 50,000 protesters out there.
Let me ask you guys
something,
a bit off topic and a little humor here. Who do you think would win a fight between Nancy Grace and Megyn Kelly?
Oh, Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly would kick her ass.
You think so?
I don't like Megyn Kelly, but yeah. Well, I don't know. Wait a minute now.
I like looking
on the other hand, Nancy Grace is totally unhinged. This woman is as batshit crazy as they come. So
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
man.
I think Nancy Grace would just rip her throat out with her teeth and just start drinking her blood and stuff.
Cookies. Megyn Kelly could scrap. I can tell you, she can scrap.
Yeah, but all you'd have to do. All Kevin would have to do is go behind the curtain and say, "Hey, Nancy, Megan stole one of your cookies out of your room back there. Oh my God, it's down.
Yeah, huh?
It's over. It's done."
Yeah.
Nancy Grace is more like a steamroller on PCP.
Right.
Little Megan don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
Well, you heard Megyn Kelly's MSNBC show's not working out, didn't you?
Yeah.
She's failing over there.
Yeah, I was just reading in the news about some of that, you know.
Well, I saw where she was on Dr. Phil because of some sexual assault thing with the owner or somebody, one of the high ups in CNN.
See,
if
you've appeared on Dr. Phil, I just cannot take you serious.
Well, why not?
Megyn Kelly's out for Megyn Kelly and the money. That's what she's out for.
Kevin, you just got to understand.
You
yourself,
see, my daddy had a saying, where I come from, God, Dr. Phil, Oprah's little bitch.
Women
are
exactly smart. Men are stupid. It's
first
like
time
Forrest
I saw
Gump
that dude.
And it fell out of the tree. That's what Dr.
Man.
Phil.
That's insulting for us there, dude. I mean, yeah, the first time I seen him, I about crapped myself and go, you got to be kidding me. I didn't think it could get worse than Springer, which to me is a prime example of America at its finest today. Springer.
Jeez.
You know I'm going to get on TV and tell everyone, me and my sister, Mike Love, every day, and we don't care what anyone thinks. You don't know us. Snap.
We love each other.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's awesome.
My mom.
Mike and I came here to get beat because we're good.
I cannot believe that's still on the air, man. Actually, yeah, I can. What am I saying? This is we're living idiocracy, kids.
Yeah,
we are living
drama,
it.
Dude. People like freaking drama.
It's unreal.
If they don't get the drama
what we like,
figs, they'll
what
be
we
out
like
on
to
the
do.
Streets.
is we like to watch television, and we like to see people that are even more screwed up than we are. So
that's
we
exactly
can feel good.
That's exactly
so
what it is.
We can justify ourselves to being as screwed up as we are, right?
Dude, 5 minutes of Honey Boo Boo, and I feel good about myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't wait to see Mama June from Not to Hot. Jesus, God. Wii Television, which I now know stands for Women's Entertainment. I thought women were all banding together against pedophiles and those who hang out with them. This is a woman who got caught having an affair with the guy that molested one of her daughters. That's why Honey Boo Boo got yanked off the air, because it was a hit show. Because this is America, and that's what we like, you know. And I'm sure Duck Dynasty ratings went up afterwards. But, yeah, you know, now she's back on TV, you know. And then Tyler Perry, would somebody please dispose of this man? I want no more of these insidious TV shows of his, and if I see an ad for one more damn Madea movie, someone's going to get hurt, you know? I saw the original Madea back when it was called Big Mama's House. It wasn't funny then, you know? God. I need to leave the country, guys. I need to escape before it all implodes.
Although, I do laugh at some of Tyler Perry's stuff, I have to admit. But not all of it. Not all of it.
Well, I love you, man. I'll try not to hate you after this and think lowly of you.
Stop it.
Oh,
so, yeah,
man.
That's, I mean,
what do we do, guys?
The country's gone to hell in a handbasket. That's all there is to it.
What can we do?
Nothing.
I mean, you
can go protest.
We got to know that.
Protest the protesters.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
Hashtag protest the protest. There you go. There's a new hashtag.
What can they
started somebody.
Okay. What can they do? What can we do? First of all, we fire everybody in the House and Senate, reelect, and start from scratch.
I meant realistically, Guy. I mean, you know. You're over there in Neverland now.
Right.
That's
beyond
it.
Now.
Dude, you're living in
Amsterdam.
You've
got half the country. Yeah, you've got at least half the people that either don't care or are just too damn stupid. I mean, you know, if you talk to them, they just go, because that's all they are, sheep. You know, well, some of them are more goat-like, but that's it. You know, you got too many people that just, you know, well, hey, I just got me a couple of them new naked chalupas and got the latest popular video game, and I'm sitting here in my Air Jordans, and they're happy. You know, they don't, as long as they get up every morning and their world's the same as it was when they went to bed at night, they don't get worried about anything, you know, because they'll listen to the liberal news media going, there's no terrorist threat.
We'll make it through
it. It's only a few thousand Muslims doing bad things out there. Just a few thousand.
Yeah.
That's all. And even if they come here and kill us, well, understand how they feel. They're angry. That's why those people burn stuff at Berkeley. They're angry. And we have to understand that.
Well,
this is why
Kevin's
not allowed
saying,
to go out
Mexico's,
with automatic weapons.
Mexico is saying now they want to send all the terrorists up here and flood the courts with their immigrants.
Sure. Why not? Come on. It's America.
Yeah.
America. Don't forget
here.
What that lady on there in the harbor in New York says. Give us your huddled masses. Well, now we're just taking
masses.
Yeah.
I think they forgot the M, though.
Hmm. Well, you notice how none of the media really shows what's really, really going on in Europe.
No.
They're just not showing it. The Swedish government actually keeps stuff from their people.
Like 278 attacks that wasn't put out on the news over there?
Oh, I'm sure it's way more than that.
Well, I know 278 that weren't reporting, the news media wasn't reporting on about 278 of them is what Trump said.
Yeah.
I haven't seen none of the stuff on Sweden.
Yeah, my wife and I, we met a couple when we were on our anniversary. Who are from England, and they said that they get more American news than anything. They said that they were asking us about like the tornadoes and asking us about all this stuff. And I was like, holy hell, they were asking me about stuff I didn't even know about. Like, but yeah, I mean, they said that over there, CNN is American news. They said they don't really cover a lot of the news in their country on CNN except like late night. And I see the late night stuff that we get from about England and Europe that's on CNN. I'd rather watch that than the stuff that's in our own country. At least I can look at another country and say, oh, look at the cool sites. That's cool looking. Neat. Not, oh, look at that guy. Yeah, there's another crime scene tape. That's awesome. Yeah, it's on my news all the time anyway, so I don't know.
Yeah, I find it interesting that since Trump got elected, you're hearing more and more rumblings from these other countries saying, hey, we don't want no more of these refugees, man. We got to get rid of these guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, when you start seeing what they're doing, breaking into people's houses, attacking people. From what I gather going on in Sweden, every time they kind of have any kind of a festival or a big rock get-together, gangs of young Muslim guys come running through the crowd and rape the white Swedish women. And it's not propaganda. I mean, I've seen the videos of this stuff. It's for real. But the Swedish government doesn't allow the news to report about it.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot more uprising around the world about letting refugees in.
Well, see, and that's the thing I don't get, though, is it's like people are crying about all these refugees. We need to bring them. We need to save them. We need to save them. Well, you know, what's going to happen? And I'm not even going to go the terrorism route. What's going to happen when, let's say, what percentage, Kevin or Mike, would you give it that out of those 10,000 refugees of the first wave are going to actually develop and do something positive for the country and for themselves while they're here?
One.
Few.
Maybe.
Because here's
Less
my point.
Percent.
How many others are going to be on the streets robbing people, killing people for money? You know, people don't think about that. They just want to save people. We're saving people that has the potential to kill our own.
Well, and then you got Canada's got 8,000 Obama promised to take from them. 8,000 refugees
don't seem to be too happy with Trump, so, you know, let them keep them.
Hope they don't break out their army.
Yeah.
Blame Canada.
Sorry.
But you can't say nothing.
On top of all our messed up shit in the world, in our country, now we got Russian ships off the coast of Delaware. We got Russian planes fly on over military ships in the Black Sea. We've got Russia putting up their missile defense or the missile systems again. And we've got, what else do we have going on here this week? There was something else. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, and then Iran, of course, the Iran crap, you know.
Yeah.
And China, or North Korea launching all their ballistic missiles. I mean, think about it.
The Russian ships.
Don't worry about North Korea. Those are tinker toys, okay?
The Russian ships off the coast of Delaware is the point that distresses me the most. Because,
well, you know, like they say, it's usually a common thing to have spy ships or subs out there, but they're never seen. I mean, they don't make themselves noticed. I mean, this is a ship, a battleship.
Exactly.
You know, 70 miles off our coast.
It probably carries.
You know, it's like
definitely carries missiles. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, and they were saying that, you know, I mean, it's. I mean, you always have subs out there, spy subs, which we have over in Russian waters, you know. But it's just like everything's starting to happen, and it's starting to get a little scary.
We better not take our eye off China.
No, hell no.
Yeah, they'll take over that iPhone quicker than.
Well, but if it happens, they'll probably only kill white males, and it'll be good, and everyone will live in just this beautiful, homogenized, liberal America.
Yeah,
and
but
because they banned all the race words. We'll get rid of the N-word and all those other bad words, and then the minute we do, everyone will love each other. And we're going to ban guns, and crime will end, and criminals, when they go to rob you, they'll just walk up and go, hey, dude, give me your money, man. And it'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
We'll love it.
It'll be sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
I gave myself a headache.
Are they really going to, are they really going to just kill all white men, though, if they do that? If the Asians take over, man? Because they've got to have, like, some kind of system to have some of us to work for them.
Well, yeah. You know, you'll have the ones that, you know, like, put the videos on YouTube where they sit there and cry. I feel so bad about my white privilege.
If you're taller than 5'4", you're dead.
Yeah, there you go.
No, don't go by height. Don't go by height. Go,
you know, and in order for the feminists not to want to kill you, then you're also going to have your male genitalia removed.
Right.
So that's got to go. You know, I'm sure there's conditions,
cool, hey.
But they'll keep some.
We'll be walking mannequins. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't
good
want
morning,
us to be
comrades. How are you?
Sure.
No.
Why, that's a very nice Ken doll bump you've got there, Kevin.
Yes. You like that one? It's an Yves Saint Laurent. I got it at Macy's on sale. Get you
very
some.
Nice. Very nice.
I swear to God, dude, I think I woke up one day in Bizarro World. Oh, Mike, when you mentioned Pelosi earlier, because we all know that, you know,
right.
Nancy went away a long time ago.
I
saw another quote from her.
That,
yeah, I saw another great quote from her that I hadn't heard before. She was saying that, you know, we've just, in order to save the planet, we've just got to get away from fossil fuels. That's why I support natural gas. Okay. You know.
Way to go, Nancy.
But Trump's an idiot, you know. Bush was an idiot.
Well.
I think Bush knew natural gas was a fossil fuel. I'm pretty sure he did.
You know.
I mean,
you know, when Bush got elected, I really thought he would do something, but he kind of cowered down, didn't he?
I didn't expect anything from Bush. I didn't expect anything from his dad. His dad was the first person to utter the three most feared words I've ever heard in my life: New World Order. That was the first time I heard that, and it sent chills up my spine to hear a president say that.
Yeah.
So I knew he was just a little turd nugget off his daddy's underwear when he ran. But, I mean, you know, the Democrats pissed a fit when he won. I mean, they even tried to con that hanging Chad crap up on us.
Right, right.
It's like, well, what did you guys do? You ran against Bush twice, and I'm supposed to feel sorry for you because the best you could do was John Kerry and Al Gore? No wonder the asshole won, you know?
Here's
like
something.
Trump up against Hillary.
Trump.
have you guys heard about this this whole Nancy Pelosi thing where she apparently was just basically bashing Mike Flynn over something that was written on his Twitter account, and she did this for 2 minutes, and somebody informed her that it was actually Eli Cummings who cited the tweets from a fake Mike Flynn account.
Didn't
a Mike Flynn account. Somebody made a fake account. No. But I just...
Didn't I say that, Kevin?
I thought you did.
Oh, did you? Oh, I'm sorry.
I said that, too.
My speaker must have been, like, because it was... I don't know. Sorry. No, I just saw it, man. I was just watching it, and I was just laughing because of the fact that her face, when she realized it was fake, was priceless.
Oh, she was going off on it, too, wasn't she? It was like she was going off. It was like,
well, it showed you how
bad
it is, man. Look at that footage when they showed at that press conference when Pelosi talked about not being able to deal with anything with the Bush administration. Even Maxine Waters looked at her like, bitch, you crazy. You know, Maxine Waters is one of the dumbest women I've ever seen in my life. You know, I mean, I'm watching this stuff.
Nancy Pelosi needs to retire. That lady is so senile that there's no hope for her.
Well, see, that's the problem with the Democrat Party right now. I'll speak of the DNC. I mean, when I bash Democrats, I'm not necessarily bashing people who vote Democrat. I have Democrat friends and family members. They're not all idiots.
Right.
You know, same thing I say for the Republican ones. But
we're talking about the elected officials.
Yeah. And when you're looking at the DNC, they're all they're doing right now is catering to their base. And their base is just a bunch of useless, mindless, automaton, college slacker drones. You know, these people don't even vote for you, DNC. They don't vote.
No,
they just, you know, when one thing dies, you know, Occupy Wall Street or Occupy wherever the hell you once over with now, it had its 15 minutes of fame. So now we move on to the next thing. You know, the next little cause for us to go chant our little cute little chants and wave our cute little signs. You
start
know,
some little flyers too over there.
Oh, well, sure. Someone's got to, you know, got to
throw
some marshmallows one way or another.
Throw some rocks. Yep, throw some rocks.
Well, we're just throwing them at the pigs, man. We're throwing them at the pigs,
that's right,
man.
The pigs,
pigs represent
we
bad.
The pigs.
That's right.
Yeah, the pigs
just
are bad.
Shooting
that's
black
right.
people in the street. White. I saw
right.
last yesterday, man. I saw a white cop car, man, driving. He shot 48 black people on one block, dude. I'm telling you.
With an RPG.
Holy God.
With an RPG.
Yeah, I don't. I don't even know what an RPG is, but that's what he was using, man. That's what he had.
Rocket propelled grenade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here a few weeks ago, I saw where. They showed the little girl's picture. Beautiful little black child, man. She's a beautiful little child. And she was laying in bed with her grandma one night. And some local youth looking out for some jollies drove by and filled the house full of bullets and hit the little girl in the head and killed her.
Oh, man.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I see this kind of stuff all the time, and I keep asking myself, where's Black Lives Matter?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do I only see these people show up when some thug has been shot down in the street while running and pointing a gun at a cop?
Right.
You know, I can't, even if you come out and say, hey, all lives matter, man, all lives matter. Well, that's racist. And that's what the left does now. The minute you say something they don't like, you're a racist or
right.
homophobe or whatever.
Well, no, you're supposed to just believe the one-sided footage that's captured and not look at the other side.
Right.
You're supposed to immediately just
right.
jump
you're
on the footage.
Not supposed to look at the whole story, yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, there has been a couple cases where, I mean, it came out and it was proven that, you know, the cop, you know, wasn't
was wrong, right.
And I
know absolutely.
That cop hung
I'm
out
saying
dry,
that. Absolutely.
You know, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know.
Murder's murder in my book, man. Sorry. Murder
these,
doesn't
these
have a
radical
color.
Radical groups, sure. But they want you to believe that the number one killer of black men in America are cops.
No.
And it's other black
cops.
Men.
Right.
The number one killer of white men in America are other white men.
Right.
We tend to kill within our own race, pretty much. You know? But again, you know, it's easy to try and make everything a racial issue.
But
you know, or everything's a liberal issue. We got to take out the guns. Well, you got the city of Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws in America.
They have the strictest.
Yeah. And what, they also got the highest murder rate, too, don't they, by gun?
Yep. Yep. You can do whatever you want. Ban guns. I'll tell you what. The black market's alive and well.
Oh, sure.
You know? I mean, come on, fellas. We do have ways to get them if you outlaw them.
Well, like I said, what's the outlaw guns? What,
you can
tomorrow
round up
the Crips and Bloods
going
to get them
in? You can round up every gun in the United States, and I guarantee you, by the next day, there'll be another shipment in here on the black market.
No. We're Americans. We love our guns. I love my guns.
That's right.
And out of my cold.
You're
going to
need
hands.
Those, too, by
that?
The way. You're going to need them damn things soon, the way the world, country's going.
I'm telling you, man.
You don't want to straighten up on those gun laws now, folks. You're going to need them.
Well, you know, growing up in the 60s and 70s, I've always been, you know, I spent most of the first major part of my life as a rabid liberal. But I think liberals were a lot more sensible in the 70s. You know, I think the things we wanted were actually good things. You know, we wanted our government to be honest and not get us involved in wars we had no business being in and things like that. You know, making things fair for the working people and helping the poor. But, I mean, if someone had showed me today's youth back when I was like 16, 17, I'd have just looked at them and went, oh, my God, I can't let my children, my future children, become one of those.
They're stupid, dude. You know, those kids are just stupid. They don't have a clue on what world's about or what the U.S. is about.
They just repeat what's told to them. They repeat
exactly.
What's fed to them.
I mean,
and
you
I
ask
hate to say
them,
it, but too many adults do today, too. Sure.
For global warming. What do you know about global warming?
Well, I know this
much. The Earth's getting warm.
Yeah. So remember, that's
right.
No, it's not global warming anymore. It's climate change. But, well, when I was a kid, we had a term for climate change, too. We called it seasons and cycles.
Yeah.
You know? Because if you remember when Gore first came out, you know, and started talking all this shit, and he wrote that brilliant book, Earth in the Balance, if we didn't make changes, radical, drastic, quick changes, eventually the entire planet would turn into one big desert. That's what they said. Then when the statistics started showing, well, wait a minute, it's actually getting colder in some places, and yes, the ice sheet's melting here, but it's expanding here. Oh, see, that's how it happens. First, it gets colder, and they just kept changing.
Well,
you
know, there's always been El Nino and always been the other one, whatever it is.
Well, yeah, once you give something a name. But I used to tell people, I mean, come on, dude, it'd be like somebody going, hey, where's Kevin? I haven't seen him. Or didn't you hear what happened? Yeah, he doused himself in gasoline, lit a match, and froze to death. You know, that's global warming. That's climate change, you know. And you notice the scientists that tout it the most are all getting grants to study it.
Exactly. Millions and millions of dollars.
I love these people that they buy that, what is it, carbon, they pay carbon taxes or whatever it is.
Right.
You know, they're, Al Gore is making millions off this crap, people.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is, again, for more guilty, dumb white people, because only white people do this in America. Only a white person, only a well-off white person will, well, you know, I don't want to give up my Cadillac and all my stuff. I'm going to buy some carbon taxes. I'm helping save the planet, you know.
Yeah, you know what's funny is we had Shell brought one of their oil rigs through Seattle once last year sometime. And they were heading up to Alaska, right, with this oil rig.
Yeah.
And we had all these people in these canoes out there trying to stop it. And it's like, you dumbasses. I know damn well you drove up in all these car SUVs and unhooked these canoes off the top of your SUV to put them in the water. And you're bitching about an oil rig?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They rode that canoe from where they came from, Mike.
Yeah, from downtown Seattle. They just went down the road in their canoe. They carried it on their backs.
Right.
It's like, yes, you know, I mean, come on, guys. I mean, if you're going to bitch about oil, then don't start your car. You know?
Yeah,
don't use gasoline.
It's like seeing Michael Moore out marching with people, you know, complaining about the wealthiest 2% or whatever. Yeah, we've got to shut them down. Then people have to pay their fair share. It's like, but Mr. Moore, aren't you part of that wealthiest percent? No, I ain't one of them. No.
That guy looks like he was molded with banana pudding. I don't know why. Just every time I see the guy, he just reminds me like he was molded out of banana pudding. He just has this weird
shape. Thanks a lot, dude.
I'm
gonna have a hard time ever eating banana pudding again. You just put a bad picture in my mind. And I love my banana pudding, man. Why couldn't you said butterscotch? That would have been better anyway.
Okay, butterscotch. There you go. Hey, he's just,
I'll work with it.
Michael Moore is one of the biggest supporters of rising up is against things that I've ever seen. And he says it's always...
And he'll rise up against anything.
Right.
If he can get his nose in it.
Man, he loves stirring it, man. He loves stirring that pot. That guy, he just needs to go away, too.
What are you protesting? What do you got?
What do you got this week?
There's Michael Moore marching in favor of the kill all morbidly obese far left liberal assholes.
With video.
But Michael, aren't you one of them? No.
No, that's not me.
Oh my goodness, it's Chris Chrisley and Michael Moore. What are you two here for? Oh, we're just here for the new flavor of Ben and Jerry's. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You guys, man.
It's called cholesterol swirl. We love it.
Yeah. It's called the left side drools.
hey, your college pays Al Gore, you know, $250,000 to come and speak on the dangers of not fixing climate change, you know, and he flies to the airport in his private frickin' jet from his personal mansion, which has, that uses more electricity in 1 month than an entire neighborhood does in like a year.
Right.
And, right. you know, he speaks and gets sleeves. He gets into his stretch limousine, which takes him back to his jet.
Yep.
But you shouldn't point that out to him or point it out to people who support him because they say, hey, he's an important man.
And
he
has
to
fly around and tell everybody.
He's saving the planet. He's saving the planet.
Well,
jet runs on fossil fuel.
Here's how we save the planet. We kill all these people. We don't put them on an island. We find some way to even burn them at a subatomic level. You know, we nuke their molecules, their protons,
that's what I
just
said,
neutrons. Man. Yeah, we lay waste to their quarks.
Yeah, you got it. I think we have to go full circle back to that field idea, man. That's what you need to do with
then
them.
Then you got to find their children and get all them circumcised so they can't, or not circumcised, but fixed so they can't have more kids.
Well, yeah, because that's
you're
gonna
go
problem,
right back
that's
to
the
it.
Problem. There's been too much pissing in the gene pool for far too long.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to come off sounding like one of those eugenicists, you know, like, you know, I believe we should only preserve the master race. It's not that. It's just that stupid people just naturally seem to breed more than non-stupid people. You know?
No, we don't.
You know, I'm just talking about getting rid of certain people, you know, who have a predilection for committing certain kinds of crimes. Let's get rid of people who believe wrestling is real, you know. Just, you know.
Hey, how many months in a year does the House of Representatives and Senate and all that work? How many actual months do they work? Because they take a lot of absences.
Yeah, they do.
Get to go
I'd
back.
Say maybe a
states.
Little. Maybe a little over half the year, maybe at the most, probably.
Okay, so let's
say
6 months.
Say like a week and a half.
Yeah, it seems that way, don't it?
Right, but let's say 6 months. Okay, so now we've burned a month already since Trump got elected. What the hell have they done?
Not much.
In a month. I mean, they couldn't even get the cabinet approved yet.
Well, look how they all said, well, we want to overturn Obamacare. And now you got a whole bunch of them backpedaling away from it.
Yeah, well, look at the Republicans. They've been bitching about Obamacare for how many years, and they haven't gotten a plan to replace it?
Well,
they should
hell,
already
the
have
first,
a damn plan.
Remember the first 6 years he was in office? Oh, we're going to impeach Obama. He's violated, and Obama did violate the Constitution numerous times.
Yeah, he did.
All impeachable offenses.
Did.
And then the former House leader, Boehner, when McCorn said, oh, no, we were never going to impeach the president. Mr. President, it's business as usual, boys. You know?
That's right.
It's America buying
into
the idea that there's a difference.
The pot. Now they got someone stirring the pot, so they're pissed off.
Sure. They didn't think Trump would get anywhere.
No.
They didn't.
But now they're pissed because they got someone in there that's actually trying to do shit. And they don't like their pot messed up.
Well, no, it's because don't have control over it now. And they don't like the idea of not having the control and having somebody tell them what to do rather than them tell everybody else what
to
do.
Right, sure.
Right.
I mean, it's not like Trump ain't going to do – it's not like Trump's not making deals on the side and hasn't. Nobody spends that kind of their own money the same way as no corporation donates all those millions to some candidate because they want to do what's best for the American people. They want returns for their favors, you know. So Trump's a businessman. He's a deal maker. He's always said that. He's going to make deals. But, hell, everybody else has before then. Not that that's right. It's not. But, you know, what we're seeing here is subversion on a massive scale.
Yeah.
And these people are going to stop at absolutely nothing to try and have their way. Just try and disrupt things.
They'll get, I'll guarantee you, mark my words, they will impeach Trump. I guarantee he will be impeached. But they still ain't going to stop.
Well, it's going to cause an uprising like you've never seen before.
Not until their girl Hillary's in office. That's what's going to. That's what they're pushing.
Nah. That bitch will never. I'm sorry. That woman will never get in office.
No, there's nothing you can do to get her in office now, unless she ran mm-hmm. run again in 2020. You know.
And by that time, she'll be in a wheelchair and a cane, can't walk.
Let's hope she's
having epileptic fits every 2 seconds.
I don't feel bad when people like that pass away. You know, I'm not saying go out
she's
and kill her because I don't believe in assassination. It's ridiculous.
No.
I just think she's corrupt. I just think she's a very corrupt woman.
Her and her husband were probably hands down, the most corrupt people that ever sat in the White House, ever.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah,
I
agree with that.
Presidents.
I would agree with that.
Obama, I won't call Obama evil. I don't think Obama's an evil man. I just think he's a puppet and a greedy one. You know, he made a deal.
I don't know what's up with him.
He was groomed to be president.
Talking to the Russian ambassador about how this is his last year of election, and he could talk more after the fact. What's that shit about?
Who knows, dude?
You know what I mean? No, I mean, they showed that clip on Fox the other day, and I'm like, what the hell's this? You know, he's whispering to the guy, this is my last year in office, and I could do more when I'm out of office.
Well, you know, we ain't seen the last of old Barry.
No.
Not even close, you know. He's going to be with his buddy, Soros
he's
and those others.
He's not going to sit back and do nothing. I guarantee you, Obama's doing some shit behind the scenes.
The only reason Obama didn't do more when Hillary was running is because he hates Hillary probably more than he does Trump. You know, there's no love between the Clintons.
I still think he wanted her in there so bad that it really busted his cherry when Trump won.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. Entirely sure about that. You know, if Trump makes the full 4 years, what I'm interested to see is who's going to come up against him next. Who's it going to be
on the Democratic side?
Eric Cartman.
Nancy Pelosi.
I would love that. I would so love that. That would be just pure comedy gold, man.
Here you go.
Pure.
I'm going home.
You know. You know, as long as they ain't Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty or something, you know.
Maybe it'll be
a 14-year-old girl for every house.
Maybe it'll be one of them good old boys from down the South that'll step up and take charge.
Yeah. President Bubba Joe Jim Bob Jr. The third.
Yeah.
Okay. My grandma cousin. You know.
Well, no, because here's what scares me about the upcoming elections now is it's like, how many of these other people now that have been on reality TV are like, well, if Donald Trump can do it, we can do it too.
It's going to be Lady Gaga. It's going to be Lady Gaga against Kanye West.
If I can't leave the country, if that happens, I'll just shoot myself and just, you know. President West. No, I ain't going there. You know. No.
Hey, who's that billionaire? What's that billionaire's name that was friends with Trump and then now doesn't like him?
Oh, jeez. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Damn it. He's going to run for president next.
Looks like a chunky version of Potsy from Happy Days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Total idiot.
Yeah.
Well, are you sure it's not Potsy?
Huh?
What the hell?
Are you sure it's not Potsy?
No. This no. No, it's not Potsy. Well, maybe.
Anson Williams. Because Potsy was Anson Williams, so it's not him, but it looks like him.
I remember the guy.
Jared
it's
from
an
Subway,
amazing coincidence.
Jared from Subway.
Why not Potsy Weber?
The guy's a friggin' idiot, though. Just an idiot.
I mean,
Trump
he's
will never
make it. Of an ever-growing club.
Huh.
Well, at this rate, with the stuff that's going on, he just may not.
Oh yeah, like I told you, I don't think he will. I think they'll find a way to impeach him.
Yeah,
I believe that. I think it'll probably happen.
I don't think that.
I think he'll be in office maybe, what do you think, a year and a half?
Yeah, or he might just get fed up with it all and just say, you know what, screw this. You guys aren't letting me do nothing, I'm walking.
I don't think, I think they're going to try to make some big deal out of this Flynn thing that says he knew something in the campaign and that they were talking to the Russians in the campaign and blah, blah, blah. And you're going to find them pulling shit out of their ass to impeach him, I guarantee you.
Oh, I'm sure WikiLeaks has their little interns running around the clock like a damn sweatshop right now.
Yeah,
Trump's
huh?
biggest weakness is his own ego.
That's
so if Trump
problem.
Goes down, it will be his ego that brings him down. The man,
yeah, right.
I don't know, the man needs to get the hell off Twitter and stay off.
I agree.
Twitter
those
tweets
away.
Are
Twitter's
not helping his
him.
Cause. Oh, man.
Yeah, Twitter's killing him.
That shows part of his personality. He's like a rotten little pampered kid, Well, Billy called me a duty head, so I'm going to get on Twitter and call him a caca face. It's just this
right.
silliness. That's not
yeah,
how
right.
the president behaves. I said the
exactly.
same thing when Obama got elected and started going on Letterman and stuff, and all the young people think, oh, man, that's so cool. We got a president that goes on Saturday Night Live. It's like, you don't get it. This guy is considered
right.
the leader of the free frickin' world.
That's right.
Everybody, every leader of every other country on the planet watches every move he makes.
Yep.
And if they see him doing this silly shit, they think the man's weak.
Well, I think, Trump needs to start realizing when he does these executive orders, he's got to get on the air and tell people what they're for and what's going on. You don't just
yeah.
sign him and just let him go. If he get
and he's
got to
make every word perfect.
As of this moment, this is what's happening, blah, 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 blah. So that way people know what's going on instead of just letting the media translate what's going on. I think the biggest problem with him is the media is transferring everything on what he's doing and making it look terrible. Everything
well, yeah,
he
they're
does
putting their spin on
it. Look terrible. Right,
they're,
right.
They're certainly, they're not going to spend nothing
Trump
in his favor.
Right, and I think Trump needs to come out and say what he's doing, and after, even if, like he says, he doesn't give away his secrets before he announces it. Once you sign that order, that's time to announce it,
Yeah, should.
I mean, don't have Spicer do it. You need to start making some appearances and saying it, not on Twitter, not on, that way the American people see you.
Right.
Exactly.
I believe that's a big problem right there is where the American people aren't seeing Trump say much, except for his bullshit when he says it.
Right.
I mean, there's a poll on TV, one of the news channels, there was a poll that asked, do you think that we're seeing too much about Trump? Yeah, I do. I'm getting tired of seeing everything about Trump every day. Isn't there nothing else to report in this world?
Right. Or at least in the country.
Let this guy do his damn job and quit friggin' following him around with his head up his ass. Get some air.
Yeah.
That's
change
that's
the batteries
opinion,
in the drones, dude. Guys. Let the drones, quit following the guy around. I mean, I understand
yeah.
he's the president.
But
right. But, because I'm so tired of. I'm just
well,
so
President
tired
Trump
of like
runs
negativity,
around in his bathtub
negativity
around the White House. I mean, heard that one.
Right.
Like, really?
Well, who cares?
Spicer
who gives
had to come
a
out and said President Trump doesn't wear a bathroom.
it's crazy. It's like, who cares? There's so much
yeah.
other stuff to worry about, and this is what we're focused on. It's like, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, what'd they do before the election season? What'd they report on?
Oh, it's scandals.
But shit, let's get into the world and find out what we can report on besides Trump every friggin' day. You know what? Trump's the president. Let him do his job. If he screws it up, impeach him and move on.
Yep.
Don't sit there and follow him around and try to make every word he says, twist it to your spin and put on what you want on it and make it look bad.
Right.
I mean, just let him go.
Because he'll do that eventually on his own. You don't have to put spins on his words.
Yeah.
He will eventually do it on his
own.
So,
exactly.
Well,
but
here's my advice to America. My advice to America is, America, roll a fatty, get a pack of Fig Newtons, put Trailer Park Boys on the DVR, and just chill, people.
Netflix.
Just chill. Yeah. Just do it. I've already
Bubbles,
done it. So that's why.
Bubbles
that's why
2020. Let's start it, Kevin. Bubbles 2020.
Exactly.
Mike
I
Smith.
Like Bubbles.
For
Bubbles is funny.
Well, I kind of want Kevin Malone for world dictator. That's kind of the goal I'm shooting for at the moment. But I'll be a kind and malevolent dictator.
Can I just be the
national? I will kill everyone I don't like.
Can I be the national hot wing tester?
I was hoping you'd want to maybe run for Minister of Pain.
Nah. I just want to be
Come
able
on,
to. It's one of my bucket list items to find the best wing ever made, like the place that makes best wings. Period. That's like my.
I'll make you head of the Department of Green.
All right, the hot wings can wait.
Well, I mean, that goes along with it because, you know, after testing all day long, you're going to develop an appetite. It's hard work, you know, so.
That's very true.
Actually, yeah, you got to test.
After the first 20 minutes, you're going to get pretty hungry, so, you know.
You got to make sure that you got to test it before it goes through the Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah,
that's
I'll have
right.
to make sure I do all my desk work before I go taste wings.
No, there's no. Yeah. Yeah, you got to do that stuff, man. Yeah, but people just need to chill out, you know. Just relax a little bit, take a breather, breathe deep, liberals. You know, and stop yelling. You'll hurt your throat. I worry about you, liberals. I really do. You know, I see those veins popping out in your little empty skulls. You know, stroke. Google it.
Some of you are so damn
you know.
Old that you're going to cause yourself dead anyway.
Yeah.
Man, you gotta take the 70s attitude, man. You just gotta, you know. Just got to get mellow,
Grow
man, and be.
Not
you know?
Worry about it. Love is peace and all that.
You got to do what Randall Pink Floyd wants to do. Well, all right.
You know, you roll the fatty, you know, you put some fog hat or some Deep Purple on the turntable, man. And,
ooh, Deep Purple,
you know,
man.
Yeah, Deep Purple.
Made Japan. One of the best live albums ever made, man. Hands down. You know, and you just leave the world. You know, you smoke the fatty and suck on a Twinkie and just drift off into happy land. You know, because we're all going to hell now anyway, so you might as well enjoy the ride. You know, because once we get to hell, it's Nickelback and Bay City Rollers for eternity. We're in trouble. You know.
How dare
I don't know,
you
guys.
Say that?
What?
Do not ever.
I know you like the
like
Bay City Rollers, but come on.
No, do not jinx the country with Nickelback like that, man. Please do that to us. Oh my God. Because then
well,
be,
I could have said
we'll be standing in line once again on this album. It's like shut up, man. Jeez.
I could have said Metallica, or as I call them nowadays, Metallicrap. You know,
oh,
now
no,
I hear
no,
they're
no,
maybe
no.
going to do another thing with Lady Gaga. Now, Metallica
no,
hasn't
got,
sold out. Of course not.
I just got tickets,
bought tickets
to the
Metallica.
Show.
I know, I saw that. That's why I said that, dude.
No.
I can't think of anybody alive today I would spend that kind of money to go see in concert.
Leave
nobody.
Well, it was four tickets.
I mean, nobody. But, you know, hey, no, dude, come on.
What?
You know, like what you like, man. I mean, God, this is America. That's why I don't get it. You know, I made a few rude comments about the boys in Metallica on YouTube, and I've had my children's lives threatened over it because I said Lars was a little bitch, you know, and that Metallica hasn't done a good album since And Justice for All. My opinion, of course. You know, but, I mean, yeah,
I'm
on, people
I'm
like what you
America.
Like.
Yeah, I'm early day Metallica fan, man. I really am.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I always tell people, man, nobody, I guarantee you've never known anybody in your entire life that has taken more shit for the music they like than me, dude. My number one idol is Frank Zappa, Captain Beefheart, you know. But it's okay, man. You can say whatever rude thing you want about Zappa. It just, I'm like a duck. it flows off my back like water. You know? I don't care. But these other people say, you said Axl Rose has no talent? But he wrote November Rain.
But just,
he sucks. He does. You know, in my opinion.
What's this world coming to?
You know?
Again, you can't agree on nothing.
I tell people the same thing I should tell my grandma, which is, hey, Kevin, if you can't say something nice about someone, don't say anything at all. And I'd look at her and say, but Grammy, I wouldn't be able to talk, you know?
But how dare you say that about Axl Rose? You know what? The very first time I meet him, I'm going to tell him that you said that.
Good. Give him my address and phone number. I hope he comes looking for me.
No, but that's how
I will throw him.
You're right. These people are so mad over little things. It's like, you don't even know them. You know, like, come on. Like, how dare you
have this one chick
football
tell me,
team like
you
that?
Know,
it's like, you don't own them?
Yeah. I had a chick tell me, she goes, if Axl heard you say that, he'd beat your ass. I said, Missy, he'd have to burn his shirt to get me off him. Give me a break, Axl Rose. Hell, the heels of my slippers are thicker than he is tall. Who are we kidding? That little munchkin. In fact, when Guns N' Roses first came out and he opened his mouth, I expected him to go, we are the munchkin people. You know?
He kind of did.
I hear they're going to redo, make another Broadway play, and he's going to play in Oompa Loompa. From what I see, he's about the right size for it now.
Axel Wonka.
Yeah, Axel Wonka. I like that. I like that.
Axel Wonka.
That's good. That guy. He kills me.
Well, gentlemen, the timer is counting down. We've gone over, and it's saying, hey, here's a warning for you. We're going to cut you off in just a little bit. So,
okay.
But Kevin, I wanted to give you kudos again on a great show on Transcending the Unknown on Monday. Great, great
Thank
show.
You.
Great show, man.
I thought it was. Good guess.
Yeah, very good. Very good show. And for everybody else, don't forget Generations of Gaming is tomorrow. And then we're off for a few days and right back to Paranormal Monday with Kevin Malone,
yep.
Transcending the Unknown. So,
spooky, man.
But just enjoy yourselves, guys. Do not get all wrapped up in the BS. You are allowed to be politically incorrect. It's not written anywhere where we're not allowed to say or only say what we're supposed to say. Well, you know what I'm getting at.
Kevin,
but then again,
won't say nothing.
But then again, the way, if our government has it their way, they will put that into the amendment somehow. So,
right.
You are only allowed to say what we send you in a monthly pamphlet.
That's right.
Here's your voice of the month.
And remember, Big Brother loves you.
Yep.
And he's always watching.
All right, gentlemen. You all have a good week. Until
you
next
too.
You guys do the same, man.
All right, you too.
Later. Good night,
later,
boys
everybody.
And girls.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Go to LAEdgeWebRadio.com for more information on all of our lineup of programming. And check out our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram social media feeds. Don't forget to download the Stitcher app for free on your smartphone and tablets. And that's it. Thanks for tuning in to the Chalk Line of a Nation. Have a great rest of the week and enjoy your weekend, folks. Later.